Lema Masnisin de Leike Sumchis. The Mishnah Paskin Shnaim Oichsin Betalis Yachloiku. Bishmua. Zegi Shabash Enli Bapachas Mechetzi, Zegi Shabash Enli Bapachas Mechetzi. Why Yachloiku? Why not called Olam Gobar, Yehemunach, Bechule is not our topic right now. It is, it's hovering the whole time, but Yachloiku. Yachloiku midin Vada, Yachloiku midin Sofek. Yachloiku. Is it dafka because of oichazin? Also, an issue. Oh, but it didn't yachloik. Oh, but stay in the Mishnah, it's with a shvua. Frek the Gemara, that's not like sumchis, because sumchis in Baba Metziah daf kuf by machlef para b'chamor, paskins yachloik without a shvua. And sumchis in Baba Kamim involved by shor shenogich as a para, and you don't know if the shor was also nogeich the uber. Both Mishnahis are about uber. One is that you don't know if the uber was born before or after the mechira when you switched the chamor. Here it's, you don't know if the Uber was born yet by the Negicha. And in both cases, the din is Yachloiku. And it's Yachloiku without a Shvua. Says the Gemara. Masnisin de Loike Sumchis. Loike Sumchis that over there. It's Yachloiku without a Shvua. The Zelbege Sumchis with Paskin by Talis also Yachloiku without a Shvua. And the Tanoch, Snaimoyes and the Talis, that Paskin's Yachloiku with a Shvua, with Paskin over there also with a Shvua. The Kan HaBen Shoyel. Efsher, maybe we should preliminarily find out why there's a shvua in our Mishnah. Who cares? Care about Panamas, you should care about that also, but who cares? I'll tell you who cares. Maybe the shvua in our Mishnah, if you understand the reasoning behind it, doesn't apply by Machlef Para B'Chamor and or by Shor Shenogich HaSapara. So it is Kedai to maybe Lerega, lehisboinein, what's the shvua by our Mishnah? And then you can legitimately ask, well, that shvua applies by, potentially, by machlef para b'chamor as well. And Sumchis doesn't say shvua over there. Must be it's a machlekes tanoim. And Sumchis would say there's no shvua by talis as well. And the tan of our Mishnah would say there's yes shvua by machlef para b'chamor as well. So let's talk for a minute, discuss what is the Shavua. I'll tell you something interesting. L'maskana, the Gemara is going to say that the time of the Shavua is a takana midrabbanon from Rabbi Yochanan. We're not up to it yet. We're trying to get there. But for a minute, let's work our way backwards. If the reason of the Shavua by the Mishnah is because if you accept that, the Rabbana de Katakana, really the Dijabi Chaluka flat. No, there's a Rabbana de Katakana, Shaloy Hekalech Hail of Tekavisha Chaveira. And that's why there's a Shvua. No, that reason applies by Machlef Para B'Chamor and or by Shor Shenogich HaSapara. Does it? Avadanat. How do I know Avadanat? Because Lamaskana, that is what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, I'm trying to do the Maskana work my backwards. The Maskana says that the time of the Shvua is Rabbi Yochanan, and if you understand the Rabbi Yochanan Knech, then you'll understand. We're not up to it yet. Beit Hashem will get there, and actually then we'll explain what Rabbi Yochanan more finer details is saying, and why it doesn't apply, but that's the father what's going on in the Maskana. That if the Shvua is because of Rabbi Yochanan's reason, Rabbi Yochanan, Shalei Yekalech, and I look at Toikev, so then, Itak is not applicable by Machlef Para B'Chamor. And that's, by the way, beautiful. That's the Teretz. So that's why the Mishnah Kutchtim with Sumchis. By Talis, there's a Shvua of Rabbi Yochanan, and by the Sumchis case, it's Machlef Para B'Chamor. Says, no, it's irrelevant. Why? Sorry, we're really not up to the Maskon. I'm only promptering it as a trigger for the sugya. We'll get there and explain why Rabbi Yochanan's Shvua doesn't apply. You know, someone told me Rabbi Yochanan is dafka by a Talis. Someone's going to grab someone else's Talis. I don't know. The Mishnah is also by Behema. Shnayim Reichman al Gavi Behema. Zegi Shova. Zegi Shova. So we're going to discuss Rabbi Yochanan, but it's not limited to Talis. But again, back to square one. What's pshat in the Shvua that the Gemara feels it has a right to ask and Taina that same Shvua should apply by Machlef Para B'Chamor? The Oilam should be aware that Be'ezer Hashem and Daf Gimel Amin Aleph on the bottom, the Gemara brings a fascinating Chiddush from Rabbi Chiya. We're not up to that. But Rabbi Chiya has a pshat that the Shvua of Shnayim Oichim is a Doiraisa Dike Shvua. Because when each one's holding a talis at the Karkashta, and if you understand it's blue and green, And the Gemara in Rav Chiya's pshat goes to such an extreme that it's blue and green, that even though Reuven is screaming, or Akaponim saying clearly and calmly, and not screaming, but saying it very behechlet, that the whole thing is his, and Shimon is saying the whole thing is his, over the way we see the holding, it's kemat like there's an edus that Reuven has the blue pot and Shimon has the green pot. And Ibezoi, the Gemara's Lashon is a non-Sahadi, correct? Tosfos already quoted on Beizim and Aleph, and he's quoting Lashon of the Gemara. But the Gemara says, that creates a moid of a mitzvah situation. Now, Rabbi Isai, if we're not up to Rabbi Yochanan, we're certainly not up to Rabbi Chiya, but I'm trying to make a point. If that's shot on the Shvua, and the Gemara has a thought like that, then it's a deraisa to Geshvua. It's a deraisa to Geshvua, because even though in their words they're not saying that, but there's edus each one on half to the other one, that's why they have to swear on the other half, there is going to be such a pshat. If that pshat would be true, then avada, there's nothing to ask. There should be Shvua also by Machal Parah B'Chamor and by Shara Shanagat. Then it's irrelevant. That's a local, specific thing when it's only... And even Rabbi Yochanan came lafuki that. Shvua is umid Rabbonim, not a deraisa by the mixas. So... if the Pshat and Shvua by Shnayim Oichsim is like Rabbi Yochanan the Maskana, then there's no Sumchis Sugya. There's nothing to discuss why the Shvua doesn't apply in alternate other places. If the Shvua is Rabbi Chiya, certainly also not. Let's just move along. Baba Metziah, Beis of the Beis, the top. The Gemara brought a Pshat and the Shvua of Shnayim Oichsim because of Moira Heter. What's Moira Heter? Something very krum. But what is it? By a Metziah, you see a guy picked up a Metziah. Why should he be lucky? Maybe the Bashefa wanted me to see it and I should be lucky and lie and go and say it's really mine. But this is not Moira Heter. Still no money. And then there's a Moira Heter by Mecha Chomemker. I already gave the money. I'm going to give the money. And back and forth, there was a tzad that the Siva for the Shvuah is the Moira Heter. If that's shot on the Shvuah of Shnayim Oichsim, there's what to ask that maybe there should be a Shvuah also by Machlev Parah B'Chamor and Shor Shanagah? Also not. It's a Shvuah of Moira Heter. And by the way, that's already an annoying question. Why doesn't the Gemara say that? That the Shvuah by Shnayim Oichsim is taka because of Moira Heter, and that there's a Moira Heter by Metziah and by Mekach HaMemkar. The Gemara is zigzag. Maybe there's only Azam Moira Heter. Maybe there's only Azam Moira Heter. Maybe both Moira Heters are true and cut the case. That's why there's a Shvuah by Shnayim. That's why the way taka, a real kasha to deal with. Why didn't the Gemara say that? Sayin the Havmin and Sulin the Maskona. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Shvuah zu takonas chachamah mishum de Moira Heter. V'b'metziah yesh Moira Heter, v'mekach HaMemkar yesh Moira Heter. By Shor Shanagah and by Machla Parah Chamor, there's no Moira Heter. It's not a good kasha. How many pshatim did we say so far that there's a shvua by Shnayim Oichzim in order to start the sugya? Today, how many pshatim did we say? Three. None of them were really for the sugya. What were the three pshatim?
Moira Heter, Yoyakanan, and...
the rice of Moira Heter Mixas, right. And if any of those pshatim are true, then you're not even up to Lema yet. Because Lema is saying, right before the Lema, there's a Hakdama that I'm a Lamdan and I understand the Mishnah and I, Klar, far ois, understand exactly why there's a Shvuah, and I'm asking in all seriousness that same exact Shvuah that I understand, it's equally applicable to the case of Machal Parah B'Chamor and Shor Shanagah, and Sumchas over there says not, must be, it's Bam, Machlekes Tanoi. So it's not because of a deraisa de gemoy de bemixas, which we're going to do b'har chava by Rav Chiya, then there wouldn't be a sugya. It's not Moira Heter either, because Moira Heter is locally applicable only by Metziah and Mekach HaMemkar. And it's not Rabbi Yochanan, because he's the Maskana. So what is going on in the sugya? Says the Rashban Rabbeinu Peretz, and we're going to go with this guy for a lot of the Rishonim. The Pshat in the Mishnah is Shavuah Levarres HaSofik. What is Shavuah Levarres HaSofik, you ask? The pshat is that when Chazal came and said, we're going to make a psak of Yachloiku, there are various cases of Yachloiku, for various reasons even, but when there's going to be a psak of Yachloiku, there's something in the back of the minds saying, this is not the best idea. I mean, I'm not even getting involved now with Chaluki Yachloiku Yisemesonat, which should be an issue. But maybe let's get some clarity here. Maybe before we just start doing a Chalukah, dishing it out, maybe there's a way of getting clarity. We'll go to the Urim V'Tumim. No, actually, that's not an option. But we'll go, and there's a patent that each one should make a Shvuah. Now, what happens by Shvuah? Well, there are real gangsters that are Chashad Amam and Chashad Shvuah, and they lie also. And there's also those nervin people that are saying the truth, and Shaloi B'Tzedek are going to cave in and not swear, and they're going to get lost. They're going to lose. I can't help those, and I can't help those. They're both losers. Different kind of losers. But what about in the enough of the Hamoin that it's Kedai that maybe they'll get stopped. And that will be Mavarami the Suffolk. And that's the yesod of our Tana, that there's a shvuah levaris a suffix, to which the Gemara, let's get started, leima masnizat like a sumchis, because by machla part of a Gemara, there also should be a shvuah levaris a suffix. By shor shenagach, also there should be a shvuah levaris a suffix. And over there, someone didn't say, must be, it's a machlaikas tanoim. And I'm going to say it again, that the Tana over there is going to pass him by kalas also, not a shvuah. And the Tana of Almish, whatever his name is going to say there is a shvuah over there as well. Now, if you come up with various other reasons why maybe the Shavuah should b'cholzos only be applicable here and not there, you have a good teretz. It's doable. L'mashal, there's a taz. There isn't, but I'm giving you a mashal. Let's say there was a taz in Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Zayin that said, Einish Bon Al Ha'uber. You know, you get it? Okay. There would be a klal, Einish Bon Al Ha'uber. That would be a teretz to the Mishnah. Really, there's a Shavuah, but there's a klal, Einish Bon Al Ha'uber. The Mishnah is over there, about over. If there would be such a klal, it would be a teretz to the Sugi. There's no such klal. But we're trying to build up the klal. He didn't get it. Okay, say it. But, ma?
Yesterday, Rebbe said that the panacha of the Gemara is that Sumpas doesn't even get involved in the reasons. So,
no, I'm starting different today. I'm starting different today. Lehevi, I'm starting different today. Yes, yes. With a reason. What?
There's no beer over there.
There is. If.
Wasn't there, I didn't see it.
Opa! If it's Shema v'Shema, then you're right. If the case of Machlapara v'Chamar, or Shor Shenagach was a Shema v'Shema, then you're right. And that, by the way, possibly is what the Gemara answers in the middle slav here. That maybe Lo'ilam there's always a Shvuah, but by Shema v'Shema it's irrelevant. The Gemara is going, assuming that it's Bari v'Bari. Catch on Bari v'Bari means that they were there when the cow gave birth. And they were there when the Shor was Nagach. Each one, both of them were there. That's what they're saying. And they're insisting that it was. And Chutz, then there should be a Shvuah of our Suffolk. You want to say Shema v'Shema? The Gemara does say that as a Teretz. In the Chanami. Now, there's one more pshat in the Shvuah of Shnei Ma'isim. We have to do this. I don't have to do anything, but I want to do this. Again, if the Shvuah of Shnayim Oichsim is a Doraisa Dikadin of Rab Chia, that there's a built-in Moide of a Mixas of Anan Sahadi, Shimon is Moide that the blue is Reuven's, and Reuven is Moide that the green part is Shimon's, even though that's not what they're tining, but there's an Anan Sahadi to this, to the tune of that, and therefore it creates a Doraisa Dikadin of Moide Mixas, great Moide Dikadin of Shah. We're going to talk about Abarichas when we get to Daf Gimel. On the bottom, but if that's shot in Shnayim Oichsim, then boom, then there's nothing to talk about connecting it or disconnecting it and contrasting something. If it's Al Smoira Heter, that's still a hovering question. Just say that our mission is Al Smoira Heter, and then you're good to go. It's a problem. It's a problem. There's the Maskan of Rabbi Yoichanan, which we didn't do yet, but like Rabbi Yoichanan, we got it. That Rabbi Yoichanan is a local var for whatever reason, only applies by Talis, not by the other cases. And then there's the Shvuah of Vareres HaSafik. But I want to speak about one more pshat. What could possibly the Shvuah of Shnayim Oichsim be? The Gemara says, and we're heading to Jordan the Mamayim, we're getting there today. But the Gemara says, okay, the Mishnah is not like Sumchis, and let's for a minute even use yesterday's Mishnah. Sumchis flat out, always, chaluko, without asking any questions, never a Shvuah, never Mavaris Fakis, flat out does chaluka, so then Lachar, that's what he should do by Shnayim Oichsim as well, must be it's a Machlekes Tanoim. The Gemara interjects and says, Elamai Rabbanan, the Rabbanan that argue on Sumchis hold, Hamoitzi Mechaveral Varaya. What does it mean that's what the Rabbanon hold? Because you have to catch on. Sumchis holds Yachloiku, but he holds Yachloiku even when there's one of them is a Muksik. Right? The Gemara says in Baba Kama, we had it yesterday's Mar Mukhaim, Zekal Godul Bedin, Hamoitzi Mechaveral Varaya. Sumchis holds that even when there's one of them is a Muksik, Yachloiku. I mean, does he really hold if you randomly go over to a guy out of the blue and say, that watch is mine? So, oh, Yachloiku. I don't know. We'll have to see if he goes that far. But technically, Sumchis even says it when there's a Muksik. Who's the Rabbanan that argue? Rabbanan say no. They agree to Sumchis Samasoi. But when there's a Muksik, Zekhal Godel Bedin, Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olavaraya. For Ekti Gemara, this is what we did yesterday already. Like Rabbanan that say Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olavaraya, that also doesn't stim in our Mishnah. Spell that out. Because what would the rule, if you're a Dayan, and you know Chayshin Mishpat, and you clearly understand the oimik of what it means Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olavaraya, how would you apply it? A dayan knows how to apply basic rules to more complex cases. If you know the rule of Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olavaraya, how would you apply it by Shnayim Oichazin? We spoke this out yesterday. Not Chalukah with a Shvuah, because the Gemara is asking. Elamai Rabbanan, it also shouldn't be Achalukah with a Shvuah. They hold Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olavaraya. Oh yeah, and what would Hamoitzi Mechaveri Olavaraya do by a Shnayim Oichazin situation? So we said it's Tully in blue, green, gray, and I'll explain. If you learn that together of a Shnayim Oichazin is blue, green, the Hainu, they're both holding it at the Karkashta physically. And Pashtas physically, the Tfisa of each one spreads through the whole thing, but there isn't two Talais in it, there's only one. There's no layers, yeah? So how do you fathom it, how you masik it. One option is blue and green, and each one's muksik on half. If that's true, then you know what the din should be? Reuven on his blue half should say, Hamoytzi mechaver al avaraya, which means Reuven says, I'm keeping this until Shimon brings out the most powerful weapon in his arsenal of raya with Aiden, which that I respect. Till then, I'm just keep taking my half. And Shimon, actually, ditto, says the exact same thing on the green. So that's going to be yachalek without a shvua. And that's what the Gemara means to ask. But there's another option. The option is that each one's holding the whole thing. And each one's holding the whole thing. And I know both are. It's a little bit complex. But Reuven says, I'm holding the whole thing. Shimon, you're not getting 1 inch of it until you bring a raya. But Shimon also says, Reuven, you're not getting 1 inch of it until you bring a raya. And neither of them are bringing a raya. So how much inches does each one get?
Zero.
0 inches. So what does that mean? Talk to me in Yemunach. And that's about what the Gemara meant to ask. Let's just fix what? No, there's nothing to the karkashta. We'll talk about no gartles, no karkashtas. We'll talk about that on the above. But if there would be yodim agats on a percentage here, then yeah. But I don't want to go there. And for the Gemara, no. Hi, Mai. Like the Rabbanon, I have a pshat. You know why? Hasam to like tafsi tarvayu army Rabbanon hamaytzim chavela varaya. But haka the tarvayu tafsi, it does make sense. Pal gilav shvua. Why? Myridik. I want to introduce, I did it yesterday already, but we're coming from a different angle. I want to introduce a fifth pshat in the Shavuah of Shnayim Oyksim. A fifth pshat, hint, hint, that's only going to apply by Talish Shnayim Oyksim and not by the other Mishnayis, and potentially is going to be Muteris to the Kasha that the Mishnah could stim. Can we recap? What were the pshatim of the Shavuah until now? Amoy the Bemiksas of Rabchia, Rabbi Yochanan of the Maskana, Shavuah Levaris of Suffolk, which is going to be the central pshat of our sugya, as we're going to start soon, and Moira Heter. But now, introducing a fifth pshat. I mentioned it yesterday, but I want to connect it more. When Reuven's holding a talis totally, maybe just at the karkashta, but he's the only one holding it. Or even better, he's the other magas on the whole thing. Either way, Reuven's totally exclusively holding a talis, and he says it's his. And Shimon is totally not holding the talis, but he also says it's his. What's the din, like the Rabbanan? Hamoytzi mechaveri olav haraya. What does that mean? It means Reuven wins. Until Shimon takes out of his arsenal something very, very powerful, not scream, not make a shvua, not have four migus, not do all kind of other circumstantial evidence proofs, not going to happen. Eidus. Hamoytzim harel varaya. Fair enough, that's the rule. Now that's wonderful. When Reuven's holding it exclusively, totally, Shimon has to bring a raya. Shimon's holding it exclusively, totally, Reuven has to bring a raya. They're both holding it. Now again, we just did this already. When they're both holding it, if it's blue, green, each one gets his color. And if it's total gray, no one gets none. Says the Gemara, no, I have a new pshat. I want to give a pshat like this. It's blue-green. I have a few ways of doing this. This is not Doiraisa here, but I want to... Ms. Boiner on the Kudu. It's blue-green. But Reuven's blue, since Shimon's also b'cholif and physically holding the karkashta, which also spreads, there's a tinge of green. You have to work out how you want to fanstically understand it. But there's a little bit of green going into the Shimon Reuven's blue. And there's a little bit of blue, tinge of blue here, seeping into Reuven's Shimon's green. How do we clarify that Reuven Kataka stick to his blue and Shimon stick to his green? You don't need Eidus. But we don't want to just let this go flat. So what did we say at Takana that what does each one have to bring in? Hamoitzi mechaveiroi! Olav hashvua! It's not your old school classic Hamoitzi mechaveiroi when you're a total moitzi and he's a total muksik. The only way to do it is with a raya. Rashi says it. Whereas the Rabbana normally hold Hamoitzi mechaveiroi of a raya, over here you need a shvua. And after you swear, it's a shvua teaser question. It's a shvua sanoitlin or a shvua saneftarin? You're taking something or you're keeping something? Trick question. No one?
Neither.
Neither. A noob shot. Interesting. Ezra's saying a noob shot. It's not a shvua sanoitlin, it's not a shvua saneftarin. I mean, my sprach was hamoitzi mechaveiroi. Hamoitzi mechaveiroi, all of hashvua. I know. I said that muscle, but what was for the purpose of whether whatever the nafkamina ramifications of shvua samaitun is? What would I define it as? What? It's a gray shvua. Okay. But it's another pshat in the shvua, and if that's pshat in the shvua, would you ask that maybe that shvua should apply by machlof parah b'chamar or by shor shenagach hasaparah? No, because the uber is just gray. What? You're not right. No one's moving it. So, by the way, and that is what the Gemara says. Hi, my bishleim like the rabbanon that it's over here tavai tapsi. So I understand why there's a shvua to get away his tinge of green and get away his tinge of blue, and that's the maskana. But like some chesed shver, and now we're ready to start. Frek the Gemara. Frek the Gemara. Like the rabbanon, we have a pshat. Like the rabbanon, we have a pshat. Because like the rabbanon, The pshat in shnai moitzim is hamoitzim mechaveirai of a matzav of shnai moitzim to get rid of his tinge of ruin. His tinge of ruin is to make a shvur. But like simchas, that's not the system. So like simchas, now ready to start. Now which pshat would the Mishnah mean when it says shvur that we're going to start analyzing if simchas holds of it or not? Peel away all the other ones. Ooh, I'm going to get to that. That's an excellent problem. It's an excellent problem. But at this point, you see, let's first at least be madgish what you're bavarning. I'm going to get to levar in a second, but just bavarning is kasha. There's a hadgoshe that in sumchas we can't be soivel hamayitzim mechaveral v'shvua. I'm going to get back to that. But since we're not going to do that, so what's left? Shvua levar is a suffix. Fret the Gemara in all innocence. If there's a shvua levar is a suffix by Talmud, it should be a shvul of virus a suffix by those other mishnayos as well. And if it's not, it must be it's a machlekes tanoim. So the Gemara says no, but what if it, maybe over there it's shema v'shema. So the Gemara bavars that. Maybe it is sumchis. Maybe sumchis only says it's din by shema v'shema. No one could swear by bari bari not, which a technical thing. No one could swear by a shema. Frekting Maria, but what about Rabba Bar Avuna? He says that sumchis says it's din even by bari bari. Now, by the way, Rashi says mafurish that the shema bari bari thing was a technical thing that a shema can't swear. Other achrayim amadayik in some shayim already. No, there's a yesoidus to kechilik between Shema v'Shem and Bari Yubari. Sumchis is din, drive to do yachloiku, is more stark by a Bari Yubari. We're at the threshold of Dror the Mamayim. And I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. What's going to happen is that the Gemara is going to say, the Mishnah kutchtem with Sumchis. Why? Yes, our Mishnah, the Shavua, is Levaris HaSafik. Not HaMaitim HaRelej. Levaris HaSafik. An apple pecan. Even though it's a shvul of aris asafik, it could be it's Sumchis talking. Aye, if Sumchis is the town of our Mishnah, and he's saying that by Shnayim Rechim the Talis, by Shnayim Rechim al Behema, by the Mishnah the Beis, the din is Yachloiku with a shvul, because yes, we're going to do a Yachloiku, but a little bit with Nerven, let's at least try, attempt to get clarity, and we first implement the shvul, then Manishtana, why by Machlapar Bachamor, Sharz Nakasapara? You're assuming it's a bari yubari. Doesn't he implement the same thing? That's the kasha. And we're at the threshold of Dora the Mamayna. But right before the threshold of Dora the Mamayna, I want to speak out of Hara. One Hara. Let the Gemara stop right here and say no. It's a shvua because of Moira Heter. I already asked that. It has to annoyingly still be here hovering over us. Let it be us Moira Heter. Stop there and say the shvua by Amish is Moira Heter. Moira Heter is not applicable by those cases. Problem. He's asking, let Sumchis use Hamaitzim Mechavel of a Shvua. Irrelevant, I'm going to explain why. But we're asking, why not Shvua Levaris HaSafik?
Why not
Mor Heter? I'm asking you. Oh, so I want to speak out one more Ha'ara before Dror the Mamayna. Someone asked, why can't Sumchis say that our Shvua in the Mishnah is because of Hamaitzim Mechavel of a Shvua? The reason why Simchas can't use Hamaitzim Mechaver Olav HaShvua is because Simchas doesn't even hold of Hamaitzim Mechaver Olav HaRaya. Simchas holds that even if Reuben is totally holding something, we split it and we don't let Shimon also take, and we let Shimon take as well. He's certainly not going to hold of Hamaitzim Mechaver Olav HaShvua.
Rashi say otherwise?
Where? In Simchas? Where? Which Rashi?
No? Say that it has to be
the Haga. Oh, the Rashbam, not Rashi. Rabbeinu Shmuel. No, that's what I want to ask. Quick recap, Shar Shimon, Machlapar B'chamor, right? 315, the prior Baal HaPara was Moshe Chachamor, with the deal being that exactly at 315, the Chamor is now becoming his, and therefore the Para is going to become Yenis, and we come a few minutes later, and the Para, who at 3 o'clock was for sure pregnant, but at 4 o'clock for sure not, we don't know what its status was at 315. If it gave birth at 310, then the old owner gets to keep the Vlad, because he only sold the Kippator, mother para. If it was born at 320, then at 315, the Baal HaChamor was already Zaytha in a pregnant para. We don't know what happened, but it's Bari Yubari. Frek the Gemara and Dafkuf. Why don't you give it to the one holding the Uber? See who's holding it. So the Gemara says, no one's holding it. It's in the Agam. Frek the Gemara, okay, it's in the Agam. Give it back to the Mori Kama. Says the Gemara, Sumchis. Because what would the Rabbanan do? They would give it to the Marikama. Now let's say it's not in the Agam. Let's say Mamish, one of them is holding it. Either one. Side the Marikama, side the other one. That was your question yesterday. Either one of them is holding it. The Rashbam, quoted in Tosfos on Daf Kuf, says, Sumchis is Moida. When one of them is Mamish Muchsik, we will give it to him. The whole Machlaik is Sumchis and the Rabbanon is Lagavi Marikama. But when there's an ultimate Muchsik, even Sumchis agrees that we're not going to come to Mechavel Harai. Makshim Ha'ilam, if that's true, So over here it's Shnayim Oifazim. And whatever Shnayim Oifazim, tinge of blue, green, blah, blah, man, makes a rule of Hamaytim Echavel of a Shvua. Why can't Simchas agree to that? I know that's what you have to say. Why can't Simchas agree to it also? Azoy, the attitude would be because Simchas never holds nothing there. Even against a Spitz Muchzik, he takes it. But if the Rashbam says no, they're only arguing by Mari Kama, so why can't Simchas agree over here? And the answer is, Kishmoy Kainu, Simchas, by a Spitz ultimate, Muchzik who's totally exclusively holding it himself. But the same way by Mari Kama, it's not Mamash Azoy, who within Shnai Moshe, some tinge of blue, green, gray thing, Simchas of Avadu would not hold it from Moshe's
Kamelish. It's all gray. It's all gray.
Vice says it's not that shot. So we have to go back and discuss the grave, but it's before that. Sumchis cannot do that shot. And now, I'm going to try again. Is that what comes up now? 1 second. We're at the threshold. I'm going to skip all of this. We're at the threshold of Zrora de Mamayna. Oh. So let's enjoy the kasha. The kasha is the yesoid of the mission of Shnayim Oichsin. Is that we do Yachloikum. Pshara. Stamazai Pshara. Maybe let's get clarity. I have an idea. Let both of them swear. Maybe the chakran is going to cave in. Maybe not. Maybe the chakran is dafki. You're going to swear. Maybe dafki, the truthful guy, is going to be scared. I call you cholio. But ulai kulai hai. Maybe the guy will cave in. So then over here also. So the Gemara says no. Afilu tamei sumchis. Ki yamar sumchis hechadik adror de moina. Aval hechadilek adror de moina loy. Zok Rashi. Drora de Mamoina means Hefsid Mamin. Explanation. Actually, preliminary Hakdama to the explanation. What's our game plan? We want to say like this. Chazal want to pass in Yachloiku. You know what Shvua Levar as a Suffolk means? This is my Hargosha. I'm trying to be Margish Devart. Chazal are saying we should pass in Yachloiku. Now, through history, you don't know. There are lawyers, there are all kinds. They want to pass in Yachloiku, but they have Nervin. Chazal have Nervin. And they're saying, we'll pass in Yachloiku, but if there's some not so out of the box way of maybe getting a little more clarity, it's Kedai to implement it. But let me tell you a rule. It depends. It depends how strong your drive is to do Yachloiku. Sometimes the dachaf, the tzoyrich, the siba to do chalukah is so, and I'm not talking about chalukah chalukah yet. But sometimes the drive to do chalukah is so stark that don't drain me a cup. We could do. We don't have to clarify anything. Let's just go for it. And sometimes no, we're doing chalukah, but with a grechts, and therefore, if it's way to be mavar, do go through the hassle. That zok the gemara. That's going to be the secret here. You know why by shnayim oichsim we pass in yachloiku, but we first implement the shvul of aras asofik, and by machlo por b'chamor and shoshanogach we don't. Because by Machlat Parah B'Chamor and Shoshanogach, we have a starker receiver to do the Chalukah, which says, just do it, don't ask questions, don't worry about it afterwards. Why? Zokti Gemara, like Rashi, this is different from Shatam and the Gemara. What the words mean? Drora the Moina, Zok Rashi, Hefsid Moment. Some explanation. What does it mean, Hefsid Moment? Who's going to lose? Says Rashi. Rashi's going on Baba Kama. If you're going to make the Mazik pay Chetzi Nezik for the Vlad also, if it's really not true, and the Vlad was not attacked, it died before the Hezik, so he's paying money like it did. And if you're not going to make him pay, when he really does deserve to pay, then the Nizik is going to be losing money. Who then by Machla Parah B'Chamor, whoever really owns the Uber and is not getting it, if the other guy will get it, it's going to be a Hefsid. Why is there no Hefsid? Why is there no Hefsid in our Mishnah? Because by Talis, it's only a Mitzia. No one's losing anything. It was just Revach that he was lucky to find the Talis, and now he's not going to get it. And by Mekach Lemek Karoso, he's going to get his money back. So there's no loss. And the Gemara is saying there's a Svara. No loss? When there's no loss, so then we'll do chalukah. But we want to clarify. But over here, by Machla Parah B'Chamor, Asher Shenogach, with its soira to do chalukah so stark, because there's going to be a hefsid, over there our force to do chalukah is starker. That's Rashi's pshat. Frekti Gemara, now careful. You're telling me that hefsid moment is more of a soira to do chalukah, therefore there's no shvua. Aber pum fakert. V'lav ka v'choymeru. Over there, there's going to be a loss. And then the Gemara adds another connection as well. First of all, the Gemara is Chazavai. It's a fascinating thing. I don't know how the Shaka Vatari happened. The Gemara pushed it as Chazavai and Svara. A minute ago, we thought that the Hefsid Mammon is a Siva to do Chalukah Shtark, and all of a sudden we're Chazavai. As I say. But not only are we Chazavai from that, there's also another connection. Is there a chance in the world, someone tried this yesterday, is there a chance in the world that the vlad belongs to both of them? No, there's no way that the birth that came out two-thirds and this at 3:15 and a half. No, it's either was before or after the Maisa Mashiach, even in slow motion. The Maisa Mashiach and the Chamor, halachically, however, whenever the Kaveh of Mashiach is, chanced on Klapi the Shas Leda, it's either before or after. There's no in between. And Ikalameh Mekulamar. There's two reasons why we should all the more want to try to be Mavara before we're just going to throw out a Chalukah. And still over there, Simcha said, Mama Namat Masaf Kalkin without a Shvua. So over here, well, first of all, there's not a Hesed Mama, there's no Joy of the Mama. And what's more over here, Grad, it could be that it's punk both of theirs. All the more of a reason that we shouldn't need a Shvua. And still, you do need a Shvua. So then, Avada, I'm dizzy. The Mishnah's not like Simchas. Simchas, we know, in those Mishnahs, when there was all the more of a reason, yeah, when he didn't have a Shvua. And now, Mishnah, there's all the more of a reason not to have a Shvua, and there is a Shvua. Let's first the Maskan, then we're going to restart. Says the Gemara, and here's where the change is. The Shvua is not Levaris HaSafik. If the Shvua would be Levaris HaSafik, then there's more of a reason Levaris HaSafik over there, and it's a Machlaik HaSimchas in the Rabbanah. And now Mishnah. El Shvua Zut HaKonim with Rabbi Yoichanan. Dham Rabbi Yoichanan, Shvua Zut HaKonim HaSchachamim. Shalaik HaLechad Hoyle Vatekat Lus Shal Chavei, right? Vayim HaShalihu. Lehm Mastisim Blake Rabbi Yoichanan. Oh, actually, we're not here. Talk about that. So the Gemara says the Maskan is Rabbi Yoichanan. And we're going to stop to discuss it, but if you change mode and understand that the Shvua is Asa Rabbi Yoichanan, we're going to discuss that separately, but Rabbi Yochanan's Shvua is not applicable over there. Careful. Translation of the words Rara the Mamoin according to Rashi. Hefsid Mamin. Translation of the words Rara the Mamoin like most Rishonim. Not Tosis. Ramban, Rash, for most Rishonim. Translation. Sad Mamin. Interesting part. Who owns the Vlad? The original Balapar or the new guy? Or the Balachamar? We don't know. I know. But who owned or owns, at one point, the mother Torah? Both. Both had, well, the original guy owned it until now, and the new guy for sure owns it now. I know that's the mother, not the vlad, but that connects, the cheskasei mehanin labas, like that, the connection to the mother connects you down to the vlad. And the same thing with the gabi negicha, the mother cow for sure was attacked. The question is only, was the ober osel attacked? That's called a tzad moment, and that's a new pshat with the word drar the mamon means. But I want to talk about Tosfos. Tosfos has a third and final for us pshat in drar the mamon. Tosfos says drar de mamayna means, I'll attempt. Beli tanai seim yesh suffik lebezdin. What does that mean? What it means is like this: if two people walk into Bezdin holding a talis, what do we see? I don't know. I see two people holding a talis. Maybe they were pekadin for a third guy. I don't know. Maybe they're bored. Until they open their mouth and say Zer Meshali, Zer Meshali. I was running. I came. I came. I went. Until they open their mouth and say Tainus, we don't see anything. In the other cases, it's not like that because we already know the preliminary background information that there was a hachlofa. How do we know? I don't know. We know that was the story. Now we just stuck now on the 3:15 hinge thing when it was born. That's called Beli Tanai Seim Yesh Suffik Lebezdin. According to Tosfos, the Knage of Dror de Mamoina, that Beli Tanai Seim Yesh Suffik Lebezdin, that's a similar Shaka Bataria, the drive to do Chalukah. And if there's a starker drive to do Chalukah. Now, careful, Tosfos has a problem. So then what did the Gemara change? The Gemara says, no, Velav Kal B'Chaimari, Dror de Mamoina is Pumfakert. So Tosfos Mamash gets stuck on that. He says, what changed? He doesn't like that the Gemara suddenly switches because you have to chop. According to Rashi, there's a weird switch. Tosfos doesn't like that. So Tosfos says the Gemara is saying, in spite of the fact that it's drar de mamayna, but it's ikal amemer kula lamar. According to Tosfos, the ikra focus is an ikal amemer kula lamar. Now, where do we have a crisis from? From a Gemara in Baba Basra. I want to focus on it for a minute. Does the Olam remember? Oh, punk. Hahu arva. Hahu arva, what was about Hahu arva? What are you paskin? Call down gover. Call down gover. With a shvua, call down gover without a shvua. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Call down gover. Why not yachloiku? Careful. Everybody say, we have to do this quickly. It's a zayit to prat, but I want to get to the point. Call down gover. Why not yachloiku of daf beis? Shnayim oich. No, why? Give him. Why not yachloiku of daf beis? There's a mishnah on daf beis in Baba Metziah. Shnayim oichim is yachloiku. Why doesn't call down? Why doesn't Arba have the yachloiku of daf beis? Who asks that kasha? Rishayim, Tosfos. And what's the answer? Oichim. No. Shnayim oichim is not a drawer of the mamayna. Shnayim oichim is not a drawer of the mamayna. Careful. Oichim. But then we have a different question. Why doesn't Arba have the yachloiku of daf kuf? What's daf kuf? Machla parah b'chamor. Fret the gemara this time. Why doesn't Arba have yachloiku of daf kuf? What does the gemara answer? Gemara this time? Dror de mamayna. What does dror de mamayna mean over there? So Rabbi Sai, this is a catch. There's no Rashi in Baba Basra. There's no Rashi. Stop in the second paragraph. And that's a murder because I've said the Maram Shif, and many Akronim go with this. Rashi in Baba Metzia says the words Dror de Mamoina means Hefsid Mamon. In Baba Basra, there's no Rashi, but Rashi on Baba Basra, yeah? We don't have Rashi. Rashi over there agrees that it means Bavim Tanai Seim, I suffered with Bezdin. Rashi agrees. Over there, it's not a part of Hefsid Mamon. Hefsid Mamon is not going to be Masbir, why called Om Gavar, not Chalukah. You want to be Masbir, why Chalukah, not called Om Gavar? There, it's going to be Dror de Mamoina, Bavim Tanai Seim, I suffered with Bezdin. Dafka over here in our Sugya. Rashi says that Drora de Mamoina means Hefsid Mamon. Because he was bothered by Toysis' Kasha. Let's try to attempt through the bottom Toysis. Actually, first Toysis, Hechadik Drora de Mamoina, Zok Toysis. Pirush, Shebeloi Tanoi Seim Yesh Sofak Lebezdin. The Yesh Lechot Vial Chaveri, Beloi Tanoi Sam. Kagrain Bishar Shanagach Sapara. Oh, Toysis knows that Membob. Or Machapara Bechamar. Of Matia Dafkuf. Achrei Shasofak Noilad Mayat. My Noilad, like being cute, the Uber was born. Yeah, but that's not the part. The Sofak was Noilad. Yeah, you get it. I'm skipping the next Toysis, but the bottom one. The Gemara suddenly made a switcheroo about Dora de Mamoina. Frek Toysis. The Perakheskas Abatim Gabe Arvo, the Omer of Nachman called Olam Govar. Parach, the Gemara asks, Maishno from Machla Parba Chamar the Achloiku, and the Gemara answers, Umishani, Hosam Ikadora de Mamoina. And over there, Veloy Parach, the Gemara didn't make a switcheroo. Ma Hosam Ikadora de Mamoina, blah, blah, blah. So Toysis gives a whole spiel on it. Says the Maram Shif, that's what Rashi was bothered by. Now, after the switcheroo, the Gemara needs to bring Rabbi Yochanan. So where are we holding now as a juncture in the sugya? An interesting nakuda. I'm trying to make a wrap-up, but again, we'll work our way backwards, but putting the whole sugya in focus now. Does the Tana of our Mishnah stem with Sumchis? Like, innocent question, yeah? Does the Tana of our Mishnah, could the Tana of our Mishnah hold like Sumchis? Let's just quickly check, you know, fact check what Sumchis holds and see if it's a steer at what it says in our Mishnah. What is Sumchis' Shita? I mean, I saw that's what he holds by Machla Par B'Chamor, by Shor Shenagach. Yachloiku. Didn't do any Birurim. Flat. Yachloiku. Belishvua. I asked by Shnayim, I said, it's Yachloiku Widishvua. Does that stim with Sumchis? Or does it not stim with Sumchis? I don't have a problem. If it's not Sumchis, it's fine. But the Gemara's discussion is on it. Leimo Masnis in the Loika Sumchis. So is it Sumchis? You have to really ask yourself a question. Let's just reanalyze what's the time of the Shvua by us and see if we can cage it in and localize it to apply specifically only in our Mishnah for whatever reason, we're good to go. But if it's a broader thing and it technically is applicable there also equally or even koshkenally, then we have a problem. Now again, what did we discuss? We discussed that Be'emes, and again, I want to put them on the table. We discussed Kama, the Kama, Oifanim, to Fashtei, the Shvua of Shnayim Ayesim. Some of them, Avada, are going to locally only apply to Shnayim Ayesim. Rab Chia, that it's a derisive of Maitre Mixa, certainly would salvage the whole Sugya. We have Rab Yochanan, who, Be'ezu Hashem, we're going Vaita tomorrow, but maybe we'll have to still wrap up some Rab Yochanan, Dika Knechis. We'll have to explain why, whatever this Maskana finale, Rab Yochanan's reason of, you know, why there's a Shvua of Shnayim Ayesim? Shalai Hekalecha Harla Vatayka Talisa Shal Chavei, right? Cut. That reason, for some reason, doesn't apply by the other Mishnais. We'll explain. That we're going to have to say for tomorrow, but that's the finale. But in the interim, what else was going on? We're leaving with a few bomb questions. First of all, Moira Hetter. Why can't we throw Moira Hetter into the fray here and we'll reshape the whole puzzle? Maybe the Shvur by Shnai Moichzin is Moira Hetter. I mean, by the way, someone asked me a great kasha today. If it's not a Moira Hetter, why do you need two cases in the Mishnah? Way back on Beis and the Beis, the Gemara said you need two cases for a tzriches of Moira Hetter. If the Maskana is not Moira Hetter, why do you need two cases in the Mishnah? Nice question. Very good question. But Moira Hetter could be an issue. Then we talked about Shvua Levar Es HaSofik. And that's really where the center of the sugi was. The Gemara said, if there's a Shvua Levar Es HaSofik, there should be a Shvua Levar Es HaSofik in all places. And that's where Drora de Mamoina came in. Machlokes Rishonim, what it means, but in all the Pshatim, Hatzara Shavah Shebehen was that the more of a Drora, drive, Hefsid Mamon, Belit Hanisayim Yesh Safik, Tzad Mamon, whatever the Nekuda was, it's more of a push, drive, Tzoyrich, to do Chaluka. The more of a Tzoyrich there is to do Chaluka, the less of a reason we're going to get hung up about doing a Bira. But I want to leave with one bomb kasha. We had one other Pshat in the Shvur, right? Hint, not Rav Chia, that it's a Deraisa, not the Maskana. not Moira Heter, and not Shavuot Levar as a suffering. I'll give you a hint. There's a tinge of green in this pshat. Yeah? What was the pshat? The pshat was that in a matzah of Shnai Moichazim, each one is taka mochzik on half of a becholif, and each one is toughest on the entire, and that requires each one connected to the other one. Maybe not the more ultimate, powerful, amaitzim mechaber, all of haraya, a brachot make a shvua. Who did that pshat suffice for? The Rabbanon. The Rabbanon. For the Rabbanon it suffices. But what about like sumchis? The Gemara said not for sumchis. So pashtas, why not sumchis? Because sumchis holds hamoitzim mechaber, it doesn't hold hamoitzim mechaber, right? Problem. He does. And we're going to have to deal with this kasha, but let me speak out. It's the Tyson Baba Kama. I mentioned the Kalachiyat a few times. I want to make it clear again. If out of the blue, someone comes over to you and looks at your watch and says, the watch is mine. No shaykh, it's no right. No, the watch is mine. So, Tyson talks about a talis. Yeah? So, you get a huyachlaiku? Right? That was yesterday's Tyson. Baba Kama Laman Hei. There's got to be some sort of a suffix. I would use the word drawer of the memoir. There's got to be some sort of a tzair. And if that's true, that's not even Baba Basra Lamed Hei. That's basics. Now, if that's basics, so why can't you say so? By Shnai Moichazim, maybe Sumchas should also be able to be maskim that the Shvua is hamoitzi mechaveray all of hashvur. If it worked, I know what you're asking. If it worked for the Rabbanon, why can't it work for sumchis? So we have to fix that up. We have to wrap up Rav Yoichanan's maskono. A few more details. Aber behechleit, we're also going to do the next one, the final of the series of three. We did lema deleike benanis, lema deleike sumchis. We're going to also start to go into lema deleike Rav Yoisi, of course. Lame the Laker of Yaisi's on Daf Gimel, but go back to the Taisis on Beis, of course, and to the Sugya for innovating on Daf Lamed Zayin. That's where the Mishnah is. Good.
Why do you agree that there were twin baby calves?
Then we would maybe split it, but that's not the case in the Mishnah. Nice try.
Well, why can't it be like what's happened by parents in Zarach, that it came out and went back in?
The,